Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to our Sunday.
What's up guys, it's Amina back at it again. How is life? I hope the week has been amazing for y'all because it's going to be another great weekend coming. Great week coming.
Is this the weather report? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's confusing. It's giving confusion. So your little XCX came backy-back
over the course of the week.
So, like, Jesus, what's up? What happened?
Absolutely not. Okay, this is, first of all, you know. So you know how, like, we always say, like, these little bitch boys, these little bozos will always be crawling back. Like, some way or another, they'll find their way back. They do. Like, let me just say, guaranteed they do. But it's fine because, like, you don't care.
Like, could you give us some context just for the gals, just to understand?
So, basically, yeah, it's, like, a guy I knew from last year who I haven't spoken to in, like, maybe a year or something that, like, literally it's been a year. And homeboy really decided to come back from the trenches and talk about some, like, I really need to see you. We should see each other. How about this weekend? Oh my God, do you and I ever come to DC? Absolutely not, homeboy. No. Like, what happened in that entire year period for you to, like, all of a sudden something hit your head to come back? Like, no. Just stay in your goddamn way.
Mind you, this little relation situation lasted a whopping 2 months. Lest I forget, like, if I'm remembering this correctly, this was a 2-month, 3-month stint. Still no excuse for all of the bullfuckery, all of the very bad behavior that occurred, but, like, I don't know why the malice is just out and about. Like, homie's just chilling, living his best life. He was really mean, by the way, but still. But 7 months later, not even.
I just say keep the energy. That's all I'm saying. I'm asking for consistency. You know, that's all I ask for in any kind of friendship, relationship, or whatever you want to call it. It's like, you can't be one person, do a 180, become another person, and then all of a sudden some time passes by and you want to jump back to the original? Hell no. Like, no. And the thing is,
Wait, why did I forget you?
Do you know why? Because it's like, I swear, I hate when people, like, bounce back to, like, talking to you and stuff. It's like, sir, I clearly have, like, out of sight, out of mind is a really big thing for me. And so it's like, if I don't give a shit, and it's been like a year, what makes you think, like, what exactly were you trying to achieve? What were you trying to achieve? Because your number has been deleted to begin with. So, like, you are clearly out of the system. You're out of my system. So you decide to come back, say nonsense, and I'm sitting here like, now I'm going to remember every single bullshit that you've said. Like,
oh, so you're mad at him.
Well, yeah, like, everything that I'm, like, kind of, I've forgotten is now coming back. So I'm like, clearly you're not really going to achieve what you want to achieve, which is, I guess, to, like, make amends. I don't know. And act like nothing happened. When they act like nothing happened. I love it. I love it so much. It's just like, what kind of bozo do you think I am? Like, what kind of, do you think I'm that dense to have just been like, ooh, oh my God, some months have passed by and all of a sudden, like, memories don't work, you know, I do not have dementia. Ooh. But here we are.
No, but, like, I feel like guys come back for one of two reasons. One, just to, like, peep, check up. It's like a checkup. They want to know what is still within their reach, what's still in the roster, what is still, like, you know, attainable if they choose to attain it. You know, they're just chilling. And then the other camp, the camp that I hope, fingers crossed, that everyone experiences once in their life.
Are you going to say cheaters?
What?
Okay, go on.
No, people don't come back to cheat specifically. Oh, well, they could, actually.
No, they do. I feel like...
That's really, like, a whole different psychology, though.
Literally, the wilding never ends. Okay, the wilding never ends. Because I was watching 90 Day Fiancé.
Wait, which one?
The one who was, like, 90 Day Fiancé the other way? Is it? No, Happily Ever After, when they, like, fall in the couples. Oh, my
Wait, who
God.
Was it? What couple was it?
Do you remember Colty? Colty and Larissa? Yo, no, you missed the OG Larissa and Colty. Oh no. Girl, you thought Darcy was a hot ass mess. You need to know what Larissa be doing. But point is, there is Colt who just, let me just say, like, but without bringing in looks and stuff to the equation, most people, you either are in it for like looks, or like you're very shallow, or like there's something in their personality that's really pushing you, like pulling you into them, right? This man, I can sit and say he got none of it. None. Like, it's just like zero. And yet he has all the biddies in the world from like Brazil. When I tell you, I swear, if you Google what Colt from 90 Day Fiancé is, first of all, he's like he's like a mommy's boy. He's like 35 or whatever how old he is. And he acts like a child. His mother lives with him. His mother is like psychotic. She like doesn't want him to like basically leave her in any capacity emotionally, so she stays sabotaging relationship. I would be like, I would be livid. First of all, we need to talk about that too. Like, we need to talk about like family, like let's not jump to marrying the family, but like, if you're in a relationship and the family of the guy or the girl or whoever hates you or like is trying to straight up make your life a living hell, what do you do?
Well, girl, I wouldn't know because I've never been in that scenario.
This is theoretics, but like, get me out of here. I applaud anyone who sticks through the bullshit that I see on that show because, girl, do not play me. Just don't play me. If I'm in a situation where like the guy's family is on crack, homeboy, you about to be thrown in the trash and I'm about to dip. Because like, what? In what world is that okay?
I honestly, that thought literally never crosses my mind. I just think I'm above it. Like, that's never going to happen to me.
No, legit. But like, what if it does? Because like, clearly these people are in it. And like, it's not like they're like, anomalies in society. I think like it actually happens.
What, like the other side not liking the like,
yes,
like, I mean, of course it happens. My cousin's wife she's the subject of every gossip chain in the WhatsApp group. Like, it's not something that's new or whatever, but they're not gonna get a divorce off of like my mom and my aunt kikiing about how terrible she is.
Like, get me out of this ghetto, bro. I'm good. Like, I'm so good on that one.
I don't get how that has to do with cheaters. Like, what does Colt or Gibson who's just getting
Oh, Colty has been cheating, first of all. Let's not even put that, like... So, the new girl. So, Larissa left him, right? So, Colty is now with some other girl from Brazil. First of all, I don't know how he keeps on finding these Brazilian girls. But here we are. So, now... this new girl has, like... Because I guess Colt is sort of famous. Like, people know who he is. So, they
from
keep
what?
On... I guess from 90 Day Fiancé. He's been on that shit for a while now. So people send her stuff, like girls will send her stuff saying like, he's been talking to me, he's been sending me this, he's been do. And I'm sitting there like, yo, these boys really be having bit options. Like, what I'm collecting from this information is that him, with his lack of personality, with his lack of decency, with his lack of anything, he still got biddies. For what?
Okay, but wait. Did you watch Normal People yet?
No.
Okay, the fact that you need to watch it is not even, like you need to watch it. Because all of this, like, literally, like, this sounds like a foreign language to me. Like, I would never find myself in a situation. First of all, I don't understand how these things happen.
You think.
Absolutely would never, ever, ever happen. Like, you can basically suss out someone's maturity. All of that stuff sounds very immature to me. Like, it sounds immature and, like, inconsiderate.
See, the thing is, I can say, for me at least, that I will sound, in some certain situations, I'm going to be like, you know, the wisest person in all. And then I turn around and become like a little bitch girl as well. Like, so I know damn well.
Please give me a concrete real life example. Like, I'm confusion.
Are you joking? First of all, pretty much any interaction that I've had with someone that I've actually kind of like invested some sort of feeling into, I turn into like a child. I really do. And I've noticed that within myself. Like, I will I will sit here lecturing people about how they shouldn't be playing games, and I will be the number one person to be playing games. So I don't know what that says.
Y'all, Amina, no. Okay, so Sasha sent this video of her and Amina. They were out somewhere, and and I'm receiving this video in the group chat, and I'm watching this girl, Amina, basically not even go off, because it was very soft. Like, her voice, you would have thought she was, like, saying, like, oh, yeah, I just, like, went to Petco. I just, like, picked up the grocery. Like, it was just, like, very quiet, and she's, like, never seen, never heard. I've never seen and never heard behavior like that. Like, so I'm just, like, I'm, like, okay, he really got the point. You really drilled it home there. Like, and to her, you're out here on an episode of Keeping Up. But, like, I just don't understand, like, where, like, I'm confused. I don't know. Like, that's, like, a very you-specific thing. Like, you just love, I don't think you love it either. I just think you, I don't know what you do it for. But, like, you just
enjoy. I don't think there's, like, a rhyme or reason.
You just, like... Like, what is, like, I don't understand it. I don't get it. I just feel like you don't have to, like, you just love drama. Me. The end of, like, that's what, like, and that's, like, what you get if that's what you love. And,
I
like.
Know. Yeah, 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 yeah. And, you know, that's, I think that's a sign of immaturity. And that's what I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to save myself. So that in the next situation, I'm out there giving a speech. But wait, what do you think about, like. Like, if a guy cheated on you, what would you do?
Oh, first of all, God forbid, that would never happen. Yeah, I just don't.
Yeah, knock
what
on
would
wood.
I do?
Like, would you? Are you the type to be like, we can get through this? We can, like, forgive
well, why'd
each other.
You do that to me in the first place? Why'd you do that?
That's my thing. That's my thing.
No, okay? Literally, it would just be why'd you
no,
do that?
No, do you like, know I wouldn't why? Even think past you know why? That. Because. Oh. I swear, I've, like, heard so many people say this, not, like, people in my own, like, personal life, but I've seen and heard shit like this, is where people will be like, but, like, cheating, like, is just physical. Like, let's say it's just, like, physical, and that it's, like, that he still loves you, or, like, oh my god, like, there's still love. He just kind of needed to get a fix. Like, what? I'm sorry. I don't care if it's physical, I don't care if it's emotional, I don't care if it's mental, I don't, you can call it whatever you want. If you I are think. Deviating from me, darling, zero
is
motherfucking
it
chance. Is it crack that you're smoking? Because, like, you're clearly on something that I'm not. And, like, we're, like, we just, it's a mismatch right there and then. Like, no. Because
no.
The thing is,
okay.
It's disrespect. That's what I can't stand for. I can't stand for.
Y'all, welcome to this week's therapy session. I hope you guys are enjoying. If you'd like, there are drinks in the back. There's also, we have, like, some finger foods. They're really good. All GMO-free, organic, raw, super good. Continue.
Like, I'm sorry, y'all, but, like, I don't care what, in what point of our relationship we are in. Like, we could be just dating, where you could be, like, in
what the
honeymoon
just
phase.
Dating?
No, I'm just saying, like, we could be in the dating phase. We could be in the... We could be married with multiple children. I don't give a shit. If you cheat on me, nah. Like, it's like, cut the fuck off. Cut off. Divorce right here. And the thing is, I am not for divorce. Like, I swear, divorce is, like, the last thing on my mind ever. But if in that case, there's just no coming back from that. Like, that's for me, it's like my deal breaker in life is that. Because you've clearly completely disregarded me. And you've, like, just played with my life at that point. And what am I going to sit there and say, yeah, like, we can work it out for the kids. Oh, we can do this. No to the thing. Absolutely not. And the thing is, I feel like.
Y'all are sitting there, like, trying to figure out, like, what the fuck happened.
Like, I feel like cheaters always fucking cheat, bro. Cheaters will cheat. Cheaters will cheat.
Yeah, cheaters will cheat. That's true. That's true. You got it.
Yeah, so, like, get out of my face. Like, I don't want any sympathizer for a cheater, girl or guy or whatever. Like, no. Hell to the podcast. No. Go get your life. And the thing is, it's, like, first of all, if they're, like, the thing about cheating in general for me, I'm literally, like, I hate this topic, is that if you are cheating on me, let's say me, and then you like leave me. First of all, you don't even need to leave me. I will leave you. But if you leave and you get to the, you are like with the person that you're like cheating with, best believe you're about to cheat on her too. Like, it's just like a systematic issue that needs to be, it's just like, I think two cheaters need to get together. And I think that's like the resolution for all of this. Cause like, we can't have people who are like normal, sane people and then people who cheat.
So like the like other group, right? Where they're solely going based off of like feelings of like love, okay? And they're not really like, I don't know. I'm not saying don't get married unless you have like a soul tie connection, whatever, mate, whatever. That's fine. Do you, if you love a person, sure. Mazel tov, go for it. But like, I think you run into issues when you rely on love solely. And then you end up with like, oh my God, he cheated. He did this. Well, he has no affiliation to you. He just has a very strong feeling for you. And he like loves you, quote unquote. And it's like, or just really likes you, or like just not in the best shape to like be in a toxic situationship and anything. They shouldn't be tied up with anybody. And also, if you find yourself tied up with someone like that, obviously don't blame yourself, but try to like look within, because whatever is in them is also in you. That's the whole name. That's the name of the game. Like, you attract what you are.
Are you saying like cheaters attract cheaters?
No. Okay. Let's take our good sis, Chloe. Chloe has done nothing wrong, but all of her significant boyfriends have cheated on her. Okay. Like Lamar, like literally this woman doesn't deserve it.
Wait, Lamar cheated on her? I thought he was just on crack. Yes.
He was on crack and he was cheating while on crack. Like, there's no, like,
oh my God.
It was a hot mess. So like Lamar. And then we have, I swear there was one in between. Was there not?
Well, I think her on her
James
end.
Harden?
No. Wait, you know what I think about her? Huh. Is that it's not like what's in her that attracts like mess like this is the fact that she is like insecure. I think it's like the insecurity breeds this kind of behavior. And then on top of that, it literally, and to an extent, she like doubles down on the fact that she loves going back to them. Like, she's like the saint of all forgiveness. Thomas,
Mother Teresa.
Like, and you know, she's actually a prime example of what I'm saying next, because it's not, and what you said too, it's not about the technical, sometimes love is not enough. It's about the circumstance that you're in. And if the circumstances that you're in are the homeboy going left and right, cheating on you, the love needs to be disregarded at that point. Because first of all, he's already disregarded it. It's not even like, you don't even need to do anything extra. You're just kind of like, okay, cool, bye. And the thing is, please prayers up like that this doesn't happen to me, nor anyone who's listening to this. Because I don't know how I would, would I get mad? Like, sometimes I wonder, like, am I going to be the type to, like, kill you? Or am I the type to be like, well.
I wonder, well.
Well.
Girl, those are, like, two polar opposites. Get it straight in your head before.
No, it's literally two, because I don't know how I'm going to react. First, I pray that I will never react in life. But, like, I sometimes have these, like, visions. I'm like, what do I do in these situations? And, like, yeah, I might just be the type to be like stone cold bitch, like, okay, well, bye.
What's his name? Paul Mescal.
Girl,
he is literally like the new love of my life.
The love interest? Please tell me. No, girl.
The new love interest.
No, girl. I sat there like, what is this? 24, hey, girl. He's on like 4-year-old. This is not a 24.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
No. You obviously stumbled upon the wrong pictures. So go ahead.
Stumbled upon these are Google images. I didn't.
Stumbled upon like some unflattering images. So I'm going to need you to go to. I'm going to need you to go to YouTube and type Paul Mescal, normal people.
Of course,
just do that.
Okay, no, he's probably like really cute in motion. I got you. Oh, do you know what else? Oh my God, Netflix is getting on the wave of like Hallmark movies, and let me just say, I'm like the number one supporter of Hallmark movies in general. Someone please hire me. I stay on Hallmark unironically. Like, I will turn that channel on from day to night. And I'll sit there watching all the, like, holiday specials. Right now, fall season is coming up, so the fall movies are coming up. Let me just say, bangers. But I think Netflix is getting on the wave, too, because they just had a movie come out. I think, I don't know what it was, but, like, I watched it yesterday. It's called Love Guaranteed.
Girl, what is Love Guaranteed?
It's, like, a movie about some love. I think it's, like, Love Guaranteed is, like, an app. It's, like, a dating app. And the guy is, like, suing the dating app because they're saying Love Guaranteed. And he went on 1,000 dates and none of them turned out well. And I'm sitting here, like, I got you. I relate to that. And then he's hot. First one, Damon Wayans Jr. You know who that is? Is it Damon? Who? Oh, my God. Is it Damon Wayans Jr.?
Who the hell is Damon Wayans?
He's from New Girl.
No, I don't know him.
Google him, because he is hot, okay? First of all, he's, like, not to, like, he's, like, you wouldn't, like, think much of it until you saw him in the movie, and I'm like, oh, my God, Damon.
Girl, what?
Girl, what are you doing with Paul Mescal?
I'm sorry, what?
No, he's so cute to me. I don't know why.
You truly, like, embarrassed us all at this point. I'm confused. He's so cute. Like, this is embarrassing. Like, I'm honestly, like, it's not even a Tay Diggs look. It's like a, girl.
It's his own look. He's hot. I don't know about it, but he's hot. For some reason, he's super cute to me. I don't know why. But, I don't know, he appeals to something inside of me, you know? I like the soft teddy bear look.
Who appeals to something inside of me?
He's hot. Like, please, Damon. I know you're married, but, like, Jesus.
Speaking of Hallmark movies, a little bit of advice, because we're coming up to, like, a very auspicious season.
Cuffing season!
A lot of people be thinking about it. I think the term I think the term was coined literally while we were in school. Like, I think it was.
We were way too hype about prepping season when we were in college.
Blueprint, like, the prototype was, like, our campus. Like, basically, if y'all don't know what cuffing season is for our internationale audience, it's when the weather dips a little bit and everyone's like,
it's a little cozy out there. You like kind of get cozied up.
Yeah. So, you know, people be on the hunt. They hang up their hot girl summer attire, and they pop onto whatever they pop up onto to try to sort of, you know, fill out the roster, to sort of get it, like, you know, really nice and pampered up, really winnow it down, complete opposite, really single it out, find that one specific person that's going to ride out the cold months with you. Any tips for this non-existent season for many? But
yeah, I bet. Let me just say, back in the day, what even happened? Oh my God, cuffing season was, like, truly a tragic time, because I remember like, it would be, like, kind of getting cold and you'd be like, the time is coming, and then you're, like, in the midst of trying to, like, be cuffed, but, like, these people are bozos again. Like, it doesn't matter what season you're in, the people don't change. But all of a sudden you start, like, lowering the standards, you start lowering the damn bar, because you're like, damn, we have 2 days until full winter blows in.
No, but the thing that blows me the most is that, like, dude, it would literally last 3 weeks, because you'd start the semester and then it'd be, like, whatever, October, and then it'd be Thanksgiving break, and then it'd be exams. Like, it.
But, like, I feel like every single person is going through something, whether it be from, like, childhood. By the way, childhood trauma is, like, so real. I don't even know. And the thing is, I'm using the word trauma in, like, not, like, crazy way, but it's like, we need to normalize we need to normalize the word trauma, because trauma does not need to mean, like, some, like, intense, like, super intense, like, physical or whatever, or, like, physical abuse, or, like, you know, sexual abuse or something like that. It can just be something in your child. Like, first of all, when you're a child, you literally take anything and everything super serious. Like, I remember, I think when I was, like, a baby, like very, very small, because I don't remember this happening, but my mom like still remembers this to this day. She had like said something to me, like I guess I had done something wrong, and like she called me, this isn't Amharic, but like she said some word to me that was like negative, like it's not like it's not like horrible, but it's like negative for sure. And I remember I like apparently stormed off saying like, I can't believe you called me that. I like took it to heart so much, and like probably that's still like ingrained somewhere in me, and that's probably like what
it was. Literally you at the beginning of this episode. Like, I can't believe you did that to me. Like, how dare you?
No, but for real, it's like, oh my gosh, like I take everything as like a personal attack.
Why are we twins? I'm so fucking lost. Everything is a person. No criticism here. Like, you can never if you criticize me, it's your end game. How dare you?
No, literally, how dare you? Or do you like shut the fuck up? Like, who asked you?
Yeah.
You please do not give me unsolicited advice. Although we're giving unsolicited advice.
Only I'm allowed to do that because you obviously.
Because I know that. My intention in saying things is like so pure, like I'm not doing it maliciously, that I'm like coming off from such a good whatever. But for some reason, it doesn't translate for me that other people are coming from like a neutral space.
But why like, is other that? People
to attack me. I have no, like, again, therapy, y'all.
No, that's it. I have
zero idea how that, like, decided to come to me. Or is that that everyone is like this? I don't know.
The prototype, how this decided to come to me, because obviously I have nothing to do
with it. Because a lot of people are, like, thin-skinned, I guess, and, like, to an extent, I'm not thin-skinned. Like, in some areas, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I know damn well I'm, like, good at this. I'm good at this. I'm good at that. Like, my self-esteem is pretty strong to an extent. But then, in some areas, I'm just like, whoa. Like, if someone actually said something to me, I would be like, what? Excuse me. I can't be crying on the TikTok. Like, I can't.
No, but it's the same thing. Like, I feel attacked emotionally at, like, everyone who, like, if you know me and you attack me emotionally, like, it's endgame. But, like, you don't even need anyone to, like, know you. Like, it's, like, the emotional is, like, not a big deal. But, like, the other, like that girl, Tina Chopra, was, like, attacking, like, Ethiopia. And the way you were so hurt. And I was like, girl, like, she doesn't even know you. Like, I'm confused.
No, but, yeah, that probably played into it, too. Like, I'm just like, why are you, like, saying nonsense? Why are you saying nonsense, and why are you so loud and wrong?
Why are you so loud and wrong?
But it's like, I have to understand that it's like, fine. First of all, I have to understand, well, this is everyone, but people need to understand that there's always going to be people in the world that either dislike you or like
disagree with you
or whatever, or like just hate you for no fucking reason. And the thing is about like, I don't know where I heard this from or I read it, but like confidence is okay with the fact that people, having confidence is being okay with the fact that like people are gonna hate you and like you're still gonna be like, whatever, I don't care, like, or disliking you and you're just like, I don't give a shit, like it kind of rolls off you. Mm-hmm. And I think you need to be able to like really go down in the trenches and maybe get hurt and hurt and hurt and hurt, and then that's when like the well, like the thickness of your skin will get thicker the more like someone degrades you. Is that, do you think
that? That sounds like very like no. That sounds like it's going to hell. Not at all. That sounds like so wounded. It's like
you know what I'm saying, like you heart. Know when like if you do a lot of handiwork and like you work with your hands, like yeah. Your hands will get calloused. Yeah. And so they'll become tougher and tougher. So do you think that would work like in human psychology? You think
continued emotional trauma would help me not yeah. feel it? No. If anything, it just makes it deeper. Like,
I don't know, bro. I'm sitting here like, y'all, confusion. I just need, it's getting better though, honestly, because like I for sure would not be doing what I'm doing. It's weird because, like, I feel like I come off as a very confident person, like, to people who don't know me or, like, people who know me in general because I'm, like, very outspoken. But I don't think being outspoken has anything to do with, like, not having demons. Do you understand? Like,
yeah.
Is not like, what is that? Like, what is that word for, like, extroverted and introverted? Like,
ambiverted.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, like, I'm an extroverted person. Does that mean that I'm not sitting there, like, crying in the middle? I'm crying in the club with y'all.
I mean, I'm here. I'm here with my tears as we.
And I swear, I think I just ate, like, a pepper or something or chili, like, maybe 30 minutes ago. And I was touching my eyes and I'm, like, legit crying. But I'm like, y'all, it's like the emotional trauma is there. But it's like half the time I'm like, I had a pretty good childhood. Like, it's not even like I went through anything. Like, I'm pretty, like, very almost like perfect childhood. But no, at the same time, I'm going through so much, like, shit talking about childhood trauma. Imagine people who go through shit.
Hello. Hello, I'm here. I do. It's crazy.
And I hope that, like, y'all, like, if y'all need any kind of therapy, but y'all don't need to really go to therapy, or, like, you know, they're still a mess, listen to this podcast, because we're going through the bullshit with y'all. Bet it's all good, y'all. Because...
Okay, Miley.
You guys, if you need therapy, go to therapy.
Yeah, listen to our podcast, but, like, also legit, like, figure it out, because it's a very serious...
Therapy is muy importante, so get on that if you need it.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll catch you next week. I hope you guys are all staying safe and healthy, and just, like, you're happy and you're smiling.
Yes, live your best life. Bye, baby.